On a extra version of a community connection to welcome in our new guest for representing the Boy Scouts of America. As well, we've had a little bit of a change of leadership locally. Carol Whitebook making a move up the chain of command, I guess you could say. And it's because I want to make sure that I get first and last names correctly. I'm going to borrow a phrase from an old TV show and say, welcome, mystery guest, and sign in, please. Make sure I get your first and last name correct this time.
Absolutely, no problem. Ty Roberts.
That's what I was about to say, but all of a sudden sure enough to say it right. And you know, might have called you somebody that you're not.
That's no problem, Roy. It's no problem at all.
Well, Boy Scouts of America, over 100 years of history, particularly
yes.
in this part of the country.
Yes.
And we're still going strong, changing, growing with kids, growing with the times, but raising young men.
Absolutely. You know, foundationally, I mean, we're still what we were established on in 1910 in this country, and it's been amazing. I mean, we've had a great, great run thus far,
yeah.
you bet.
And looking forward, I'm sure, to this the next generation of young men all the time.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to see the whole next 100 years.
Well, maybe. Okay.
I mean, you might, but no.
you're kind.
But you know, I mean, I'm very interested and excited about what that next 100 years will bring for us here.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then locally, scouting continues to be strong in Washington County. Yeah,
absolutely, it does. You know, and we cover six counties here in the northern part of Oklahoma, and it's going very strong. Yeah, very strong in this area, and hopefully, you know, that's the interesting thing about scouting is we do a lot outside of the public eye as far mm-hmm. as meaning, you know, we're not exactly in the metro area doing something. I mean, we're out and about and teaching young men, you know, how to grow up to be men and do what needs to be done. And so, you know, other than parades and some of that, but we're trying to get some aspects of a little more community service within the community so that we're just more recognizable again, maybe like we once were.
Well, and there is that phrase that, you know, everybody, I think every comedian at one time was using the you know, Boy Scout. They always talked about help an old lady across the street or do a good turn.
Absolutely.
And the goal is there. I'm not sure that we cross the street as much as we used to.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You know, that's so funny, you know, to see continued movie references. You know, Boy Scouts is such a recognizable group out there still to this day.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a fun time of seeing a movie every once in a while, and they say something, you know, about a Boy Scout, and I say, well, there it is. You know, that's in somebody's mind again still.
It is. And whether it's an older film or the latest thing out of Hollywood, we still make that reference.
Indeed.
Sometimes it's a derogatory term about somebody who might be too good, and they call him a Boy Scout. But nonetheless, we know what it means.
That's right. That's right.
And we have that image in our mind of exactly what a scout should be, whether we ever learned the scout law or
mm-hmm.
not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what's going on locally? I mean, obviously right now you're still trying to get acquainted in the neighborhood and know the people that are running the program for you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just trying to get out and about and definitely be accessible and approachable, just not only to leaders in the area, but also the community at large and find out how we can, you know, cooperate more and collaborate or be in areas that, you know, have a better chance of continuing scouting in maybe some communities that it hasn't been in for a while. So, you know, always looking at that. Probably one of the bigger things, and I think last week you were talking on the radio with the Lieutenant Governor.
That's exactly where I was going, yeah.
He
brought up that he was going to be speaking to the Scouts, I don't remember the date, but within
right.
the next few weeks.
I have no problem giving that plug.
Let's do that and invite people out.
You bet. So February 26th at 6:30 p.m. right at the Community Center, the Lieutenant Governor will be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We call that our patron dinner, which is a large fundraiser that we do. And bring in some great speakers, it looks like, in years past that I've seen, and very impressive lineup. And Lieutenant Governor, I'm sure, is going to have a great story to visit about there. And just pretty amazing. You know, he's been a Secret Service agent,
mm-hmm.
Played some football, lawyer on top of things, and elected and reelected as the Lieutenant Governor. So pretty neat to have him come.
That's the reason I had him give the keynote address to the Crime Stoppers USA gathering last August. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very talented, unique person.
He is an excellent speaker and brings a lot to the table. And because of his diverse background, he can speak to a lot of different groups.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's starting to fill up pretty quickly. I mean, there's only spots for about 300 to be in there. So, you know, we're taking table sponsors and, you know, somebody could contact our office if they're interested in coming, and we'd be glad to help take care of them.
Well, let's get that office phone number out there if they want to call the office.
Yeah, so the office phone number, as take a look at it here.
You know, that's the nice thing about how, you know, having we all carry a phone or close to a computer on a daily basis. We can always Google Bartlesville Boy Scout Office.
That's right. You know, I'm always so good about rattling off my cell phone number to folks that, you know, to get our office to be 918-336-9170, 918-336-9170, or as indicated, you know, look us up online and we'll be glad to take care of you from there.
Yeah. Now, scouting, obviously, you do that big push for getting new members of scouts as the school year starts. Mm-hmm. But then this time of year, we're starting to look forward to, and it's cold weather, we don't usually think about it, but you're getting ready for summer camps and everything already.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we've got some nice options for summer camp to go to. Of course, we have a camp outside of town here that we do more year-round camping at, mm-hmm. and have different options there. But for summer camp, you know, the sky's the limit, so to speak. I mean, they can go some of our national high adventure bases that we have around the country, or they can, you know, go to the Tulsa area or even up to just north of Sedan or some of the closer camps that they'll be able to attend mm-hmm. and just have a great experience up there. Usually about overnight resident camp's going to be about, you know, 5-6 nights usually. I mean, there's some camps around here that'll go even 10 still, mm-hmm. Which is quite an experience.
That's neat.
To do that. Yeah. Or we do have some options that are what we call day camps, mm-hmm. You know, that operate more towards the beginning of June time frame there. You know, kids getting out of school and they'll be able to go experience stuff during the day, but just as the name indicates, they won't actually have an overnight experience, which is a great opportunity to just get out and try some of those great fun activities.
Yeah.
But take that aspect for some of the younger scouts to not have to be concerned about that overnight, and their parents also. Until they're more acclimated to how the program runs.
And that is a learning curve for moms and dads, just to learn if they didn't grow up in scouting. To just learn the whole program, because moms and dads are a big part of in getting the help on a daily basis for those young scouts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we really do compliment what the family would like their young men to learn. We do have some different programs, if I might mention a few of those. So
lay out the menu for us.
You know, generally Cub Scouts are going to run from first through fifth grade, mm-hmm. Then from about sixth grade, midway part through fifth grade, but usually I say sixth grade to about age 18. They'll be in our Boy Scout program. If nobody knows anything about Scouts, they know that's the program that earn an Eagle Scout.
Right.
And which is a...
Congressman Bridenstine mentions that frequently when he's on the air with us, that he is an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing accomplishment. In any given year, those in Scouts, only about 2 to 4% that can earn that, depending on the year and what's all going on. You know, about 2 to 4% are the only ones that earn that. So that's mm-hmm. pretty amazing. Then we have another program called Venturing,
right.
Just kind of getting going good. But it runs about 14, age out at age 21, mm-hmm. Can be co-ed. So you say, well, there's girls in Boy Scouts. Well, there is in the venturing program.
Right.
It's very interest-based, maybe high adventure or photography or the shooting sports or mm-hmm. rafting or something to that effect where they specialize in that. And, of course, they can be all male, all female
right.
groups also. And then we have Exploring that's alive and well. That's a career-based program.
And then Explorer programs have been around. Well, I can remember going back into the 60s. I don't know how far back it goes, but I remember hearing about them even then. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've gone through a little bit of a transition where it's become much more career-based in that aspect. But you're
right.
correct. Exploring's been around for a very long time. Venturing's kind of the new program that's not been out since about 1999.
Yeah,
we consider that a newer program in our 100 plus years.
I was say, when you go back as far as scouting does, that's new.
Yes.
And I don't remember all the list of Explorer programs that you have locally, so I won't even try to, but I know that there are something in the neighborhood of 5 to 7 different programs
absolutely.
Locally.
Absolutely. You know, police, emergency services are the most common, mm-hmm. Aviation.
Right.
So, you know, there's options there. So those are some of the programs that we have, but we're always interested in partnering. You know, I mean, there's groups sometimes where we find medical services of some kind, culinary arts. You mm-hmm. find, you know, there's all these shows on television anymore.
Sure, right.
Where, you know, Chopped or something like that. Somebody says, hey, I want to be a chef someday. So we're interested in those programs.
With the Pioneer Woman this close, I'm kind of surprised you don't have one with her.
That's... That's a great option. I hope she's listening right now.
But it's a program that you can get going on a particular interest area, and mm-hmm. as long as you have, I don't know the numbers, but enough to make it a good program, sure. you can do it.
Yeah, usually about 5 youth is what we like to start a program with. Oftentimes we'll have more than that. But usually the Explorer Post, you know, stay pretty steady and healthy at maybe a 15 to 20 mm-hmm. Participant group. Sometimes they'll be a little bit larger than that. But as people, you know, head off to college and new youth come in that are interested in the program, you know, that usually does pretty well. And in most, I've seen Explorer Posts, especially in law enforcement ones, mm-hmm. that person that's running the Explorer Post today was an explorer themselves when they were a youth. And it's amazing. I mean, that's the way that they kind of give back. It's great for the business community mm-hmm. That they may be interested in joining because it's a good potential recruitment there. And it's good for the youth to decide, hey, this is what I really want to do for the rest of my life. Or, hey, I enjoy this, mm-hmm. but I think I'm going to spend maybe 4 years of doing, you know, a different course of study, or maybe I'm going to go a different route than the traditional route to do that.
And yeah. and you can do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Some of the other things that I know are out there, but you are a volunteer-run organization. You have
yes.
very, very few full-time staff people.
Very few.
You and a few others.
Yes, that's right.
But basically, it's moms, it's dads, it's parents that maybe have maybe their child may be grown, but they still yeah. want to be involved in scouting
Absolutely.
Someplace.
Absolutely. We love, you know, our volunteers are just fantastic. There are so many organizations, when we show up somewhere, they take a look at our volunteers and they're like, man, how do they do that? You know, the longevity that they've stayed in the program, the passion that they still have for the program years and years later, the legacy of mm-hmm. the program, so multi-generational. It's amazing. I mean, our volunteers are the true backbone of the program. They're down in the trenches running the program each and every day. They get it, and we're very thankful for them. But you're right, there are a few staff members, and we help fill gaps or work on the pieces that maybe somebody doesn't want to work on that aren't so fun to do but are very necessary.
There's
to
something about scouting that's not fun.
Some of the business part is it of it would say some not fun. I find it challenging and enjoyable myself. You know, a volunteer and am a professional scout also, and mm-hmm. and I think they marry very well together. Yeah,
well, I think they're out there, but we see the scouts a lot at public events, whether mm-hmm. it's Sunfest or the OK Mozart Willow Rock concert. Couple
sure.
that immediately come to mind. I'm sure there are others are just the yeah. first two that pop in, but they're out there again in a role of being something of a public servant somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. You know, I think you just have stronger communities. You have better students, stronger communities when you have scouts in those communities out there giving service, understanding what it is to, you know, help somebody out. The scouts are so good about giving a hand up to people mm-hmm. and working with them where they're at, and just you know, carrying on the legacy. And I hope you know, at this time in our country, you know, I hope that we have more scouts, not less scouts. And I think that's an advantage that we have. We have a program that really integrates well into whatever family situation a youth comes from, whether that's a grandparent that can come to the meeting, mm-hmm. a parent, an aunt and uncle. A cousin that just went through the program themselves. But I think this is a key point. When we think about a lot of the times that kids that join our program, they're almost about half, I was just talking about this morning a little bit, they're about halfway through the time that they're actually going to spend at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look back at that point, what have we really done together?
Yeah.
What have we done that's made an impact? Well, I'll tell you, first and foremost, scouting will make an impact. And those next 9-10-ish years that young man's at home, mm-hmm. or at age 14, you know, that daughter's at home there, you will make a lasting impact and a legacy being involved with the Boy Scouts. I just really guarantee that.
And congratulations to the United Way for exceeding their goal. United Way
yes.
dollars help you say, don't let your income be an impediment
Certainly.
To being a scout.
Certainly. Yeah.
yeah.
The United Way here in Bartlesville has been fantastic, and the United Way's in the surrounding communities also. You know, it's really an opportunity to sit there and say exactly what you did, that financially, you know, if we're having some difficulty there, then let's not let that be the limit whether they come in and see what we're about, or let's not let that be the limit of of maybe seeing what camping experiences are out there. We'll help with that. And I think what you'll find after that initial help there, and the United Way has been fantastic in a variety of different ways to the Boy Scouts, you'll find after that initial help comes that that young man starts to figure out how he can provide into the program. And actually, you know, someday I'd like to think that he'll grow up, realize that what's been granted to him, and he'll in some way give back to that also.
Well, if people would like to get signed up for your event and hear Lieutenant Governor talking about scouting, and maybe, I don't know his experiences in scouting, but I bet he has some. So they need to get signed up for your dinner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to do that. You know, there's more information, again, if they'll just go to the website and check that out. They can kind of find that out. But we're glad to receive a call from them if they have any questions and be able to help them get hopefully a table signed up maybe to come there.
Sounds like a great deal.
Fantastic.
Ty, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it and look forward hopefully to being able to come back and visit with you some more.
Well, let's do that. Yeah, we'll schedule this today. We'll get you in
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much.
Scouting this morning on K1. This is One-on-One with a Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this